This is WWER 88.1 Colonial Beach Community Radio, and I'm your host, Eric, with another edition of Porch Talk, and I am here with Aiden Trest. Aiden, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for being on Porch Talk.
Thanks for having me.
I'm also here, well, hold on, we could tell by your voice. How old are you?
12.
Okay, so with that, I'm also here with Aiden's mom, Chrissy Trest. Chrissy, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you for being on Porch Talk.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.
Okay. So you are the man of the hour. You are the youngest person ever to appear on Porch Talk. How do you feel?
I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. There you go. Now, you're 12. Where were you born?
Here.
Okay. So you are a native Colonial Beacher. Mm-hmm. Born and raised. Mm-hmm. 12 years old. So what grade does that put you in?
I'm going into seventh.
Seventh grade?
Yep.
And so you're in the middle school portion over here.
Yeah.
That's a good school.
Yeah. It's not as big. Like, it doesn't have a lot of clubs or anything.
But do you like school?
Kind of.
What's your favorite part of school?
Probably lunch.
Okay. All right. This is good. All right. Okay. What makes lunch so special?
I get to hang out with my friends.
Okay. Do you get to hang out with friends in normal classes?
A little bit. It depends if we're sitting at the same table and, like, what we're doing schoolwork-wise.
Okay. But lunch is your favorite time in school. I think lunch was my favorite time in middle school, too. Okay, so are you... You said there's lack of clubs. Are you involved in any of the clubs?
I do game club if they have it. A couple years ago, they had it, like, all through the year. And then last year, it was only half of the year. And then this year, we haven't got anything about it.
Okay, so the clubs are intermittent.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you involved in sports?
No.
Are you involved in other things in the school?
No.
So you go to school, you look forward to lunch, you have lunch, and then in the afternoon, you wish you were back in lunch, and then you come home.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do when you come home? Do you clean the house? Do you help your mom with dinner? Do you play video games? What do you do? You do your homework?
I'm going to do that, I think. Last year, I didn't get any homework, which was nice.
Okay. So the school is exposed. Do you play video games?
Yeah. I like to play video games.
Okay. So what games are you playing now?
I mainly play Fortnite and Roblox.
Okay, Fortnite, I know that. Roblox, never heard of it, I'm sorry.
They have different people who can put different things out on their actual game. So there's Roblox, and then there's different people who made different maps. So there's a whole different maps you can choose from.
Is this similar to Minecraft?
No, kind of. It is a little blocky, but it's not free roam.
Okay, okay.
Like Minecraft.
Okay, so you're a normal 12-year-old boy, really. Go to school, you like lunch, you come home and play video games. That's pretty good. Now, at this point, you might be wondering why you are the guest on Porch Talk. I think that we might have reveal a secret here. Mom, why are we here today?
Well, Aiden started his own 3D printing business at 10, so we are in year 3, and he has done a lot of things in the community recently.
Okay, so this is amazing, right? You're 12 years old. You started at 10. You have a 3D printing company. Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Well, we make all sorts of stuff with our 3D printers. So we make just almost everything, like so much stuff, but with plastic.
Okay, Mom, what has he accomplished in the 3D printing space?
In the 3D printing space. Well, let's see. He started with his first show. He likes to donate a lot of things. So he has sponsored numerous things in town.
Where was the first place you went?
The Osprey Festival.
Okay. The Osprey Festival is an incredible event and very important event in this community. I covered it for WWER. So what did you make for the Osprey Festival?
So my first year I did it, I made and sold little magnets and keychains of their logo.
Oh, you sold them?
Yep.
Did you sell a lot of them?
Yeah, I made $600 and I donated $300 back to the Osprey Festival.
Okay, I'm not sure if everybody's listening to this. You sold $600 and then you donated $300 of it back to the Osprey Festival.
Yep.
Okay, my neighbor is the president of the Osprey Festival. Okay, she'll appreciate that. I'm sure she did. Amazing. What else has he done, Mom?
He's done the Osprey Festival, so he did that again. He sponsored that the following year and this past year.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Let's see. He has recently sponsored the Memories Matter Alzheimer's Walk.
Oh, okay.
He has designed for the Colonial Beach Explorers Walk a couple years ago. He designed their medals.
That's great.
He has created, so I work in Charles County Public Schools, and he has created the past 2 years our fidgets, which are gifts we give away for free, and donated those to our event in Charles County.
All right.
And he likes to just give away free things. He makes lots of little keychains for the town businesses and just gives them away and shows them what he can do.
Okay, so for example, you've given things to who?
You have done Dr. Karen, so Beach Paul's Boutique. You did the Colonial Beach Foundation, right? Oh, CB yeah. Creative.
The Colonial Beach Foundation, CB Creative.
Hawthorne Mercantile.
Hawthorne. CB Train Junction. Magnolia Hall.
We just made a couple more, but we haven't given out yet.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We have some still in progress.
Okay, so you work a 3D printer. I'm assuming that I think I know a little bit. I don't know much about it, but it's plastic.
Yep.
And you can build plastic. And the only reason I know, well, let's not get into how I know about this, but you can make anything, really. Yep. So you're making things for the town. You're donating to the town. Then you sell things that you donate back to the community.
Yeah.
So why are you devoted to giving back to the community this way? Mom, what makes this boy so special?
He has a big heart, which I will say he did not get all from me, mostly from my husband. But he is just an old spirit at heart. He's a member of Mensa, and he hangs out with a group of older people in town at the Buzz every morning after he works out of the gym. It's just his old soul. He was born that way. Likes to make people smile.
Okay, so you go to the Buzz, and you go with your grandfather, or meet with your grandfather there and meet the other guys, right?
Yep.
Okay, so at this point in the Porch Talk, I'd like to remind our listening audience, his grandfather is actually Bob Smith. And we did a Porch Talk with Bob, and I went back in his art studio, and I saw paintings that he made that took my breath away. Some of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. So you are his grandson. So you're a prodigy. Is that right? Well, hold on. If you're a member of Mensa, right, and you have your own 3D printing company, you must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we have anything coming up on the schedule?
Yeah, here. We do. Well, so
we have the Labor Day Festival.
Arts and Crafts on the Boardwalk.
Arts and Crafts. Yeah, the Arts and Crafts Fest. Okay, that's coming up.
We're doing the Motorcycle Festival.
Oh, you're doing Bike Fest.
Yep.
Oh, I love Bike Fest.
Well, we're not letting him miss Thursday and Friday of school, so he'll have a big poster cut out that Pop, or Bob Smith, is going to help us make for when he's in school till he gets out.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Are you going to Music Fest?
Not the Music Fest.
Not this year.
Okay, we love Music Fest because we're the radio station, right? Mm-hmm. And so Bike Fest, it's a little far away, but Winterfest, or when we have the winter celebration here.
Not usually that. He does, if the Ice House does it again, he's done their market last year for the spring and the winter. So that, and then he is getting ready to apply. We just got the email today to the Fredericksburg Area Museum. They have a fan fair that he did last year, and they loved him. So I think he'll be going back to that in December.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you're doing a lot. So, all right. So I'm sitting here with 12-year-old Aiden, and he's all over everywhere in Colonial Beach. He's making these things, giving them to these businesses. That's amazing. And you started doing this at 10, and you actually own the business? Is this an LLC? Is this a sole proprietorship? Is this what is this?
Well, I mean, legally, my mom owns the business.
Oh, okay, well, because mom has to own the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're too young to own one, I think. But you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Is that right?
Yep.
So you are also the youngest person in the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he is a.
He is.
We're going to get back to child prodigy. Any 12-year-old is a member of Mensa is pretty good in my book.
I might have to sign the paperwork, but yes, this is 100% Aiden's business.
Okay, all right. So now we know why you're on Porch Talk, okay? You're a wonder kind. Okay, you go to school, you like lunch, and you race home. You don't really race home to video games. You race home to make 3D printing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this sounds great. Thank you for having me here. Where do you do this kind of work?
We do it in our den.
Okay, so you actually do the work here?
Yep, it's all in our house.
Oh, so Mom, you gave up a room so you can...
Yeah, my den is now his 3D printer.
Okay.
Half a room.
For now, until you keep getting more printers.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's here?
It is here.
All right, can you show me?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Okay, so this is going to be, I think, my third or fourth consecutive Porch Talk that we actually leave the original place and we walk around. Oh, look at this. Okay, hold on. Okay, this is what I'm looking at. I'm going to assume this is finished products or inventory. I'm seeing shelves. I'm seeing blue plastic bins. Six of those across, 2x3, 6 total. I'm seeing shelves here. I'm looking at... Okay, this looks like spools of plastic on some. I imagine that's a printer. I see another one, spools of plastic. I see different color plastics. I see, I guess that's a printer. This looks, is that a printer?
Yep.
Okay, that looks like a mini fridge. And is that a printer?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that looks like, but it is rectangular. It's green light in it. Okay, so there's many threads of plastic here. Green, white, yellow, blue. And then I see orange, I see gray, I see teal, I see, gosh, you have every color in the rainbow here. Can you walk me through this? What am I looking at in that?
So, this is one of our printers.
Okay.
It's from Bamboo Lab.
What's Bamboo Lab?
It's the company that makes our printers.
Okay.
So that's where we get our printers from.
Okay.
And also the filament.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there. We're coming in. Is this your inventory?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is these are spools of plastic that you use in the printer.
Yep, and this isn't even all of it.
Oh my Lord. Okay, I'm looking at maybe 30 spools, and I'm looking at what, 20-30 boxes?
Oh, behind you too.
You're behind me too?
There,
oh my gosh.
Under there and under there.
Okay. So you're fully stocked.
Yeah.
Every color. So you can make anything.
Almost every color. They have a lot more.
What the hell does this work?
So what it does is, like you said, it's on a spool.
It's on a spool.
And it's wrapped around a bunch of times.
The plastic looks like thread, and the thread comes through.
So this, what it does is it has a wheel that spins.
Yes.
And it pushes it through this pipe all the way down into this.
Okay, so we're looking at, it looks like a slide.
Yep, so this slides back and forth.
Yes.
And up and down.
Okay, yes.
And this moves back and forwards. So this is the actual plate. This is what it uses to not just go everywhere. This is what it anchors to.
Okay, so I'm looking at a plate. About 4 inches above it is the, what we call that? Is that what draws it?
Yeah, so, yep. We call it a nozzle.
A nozzle, and then the nozzle's fed by plastic spools of plastic thread.
Yep.
Okay, and it is here that you can make a lot of different things.
Yes.
Okay, so if we go to this 3D printer, it looks identical.
Yep, it is the same type of printer.
Yes.
The same model.
Yes.
The only really difference is what is on it and also the colors. These colors up here, the reason they're different is because we printed them ourselves. So the printer came with this. We call it an AMS.
An AMS means what?
That's what holds all the different colors.
Okay, so all the threads go into this small machine.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a very small set of binoculars, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda.
All right, kind of, yeah. And then it goes into there, and then, oh, I see, and then it feeds into here. So you have 4 threads here. We have white, we have red, blue, and green. And these plastic threads go into this AMS, which is a nozzle. No. It's where they all get processed into one, going into the nozzle. The nozzle moves back and forth, up and down. And then this plate moves back and forth. And you create something.
Yep.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh. Okay. And this one does that, too.
Yeah. This one does the exact same thing.
Okay.
I found it, Aiden. Automatic material system.
Automatic material system. There we go. Thank you, Mom.
Because without that, what does the printer do?
If we didn't have an AMS, we would only be able to print in one color.
Okay.
But with the AMS, we can print in multiple colors at one time.
Okay. Okay.
Which makes it so we can have different colored items instead of having to
color, of course.
And paint it.
Okay, so I'm looking at something you've made already, and this would be like a lizard, I guess. And the lizard is green, but of course you have the white for the eyes and then the black for the pupil of the eyes.
Yep.
So this is how you can do different colors. Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand now. Okay, I've heard of 3D printers. I've never witnessed one in my life. Now, Mom, are you... You're fronting the bill for this stuff, right?
No, I am not. Actually, Aiden buys it all with his business money.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. All right. Good for your business, because I'm looking at a third printer, but it doesn't look like the other two.
No. So this one is, instead of the A1, this one is called the X1 Carbon.
Okay. So what does that mean?
It's, again, just the type and brand of printer. But the difference in between this one and this one is, as you can see, it's enclosed.
It's okay, the other ones are out in the open. What's the advantage of being enclosed?
Since it has a little fumes, with this, there's almost, no fumes.
Oh, so this actually makes a smell.
It doesn't make too big of a smell. I think it just kind of makes the air more dirty.
Okay. So plastic is burning, you're melting plastic.
Yep.
Yeah, it does have an odor, no doubt. So this the advantage of this is that the odors stay inside. Does this have more technological capability?
Yes. So this one, it can print in different materials.
So, I don't understand. Okay, so this is plastic thread.
So this one, yes.
But what's
all,
that?
Well, they're all plastic.
Yeah, okay.
But this is called PLA.
What's PLA?
It stands for something. I think it's just how it's made.
Okay, so a more rigid plastic.
Yeah, and what it's used for.
Okay.
Because I think that PLA has a lower melting point than something like ABS, which is another type a filament, but it's still plastic.
Yes. ABS plastic pipes, for example. Mm-hmm. So this machine can use the low melting points and the high melting points and everything in between.
Yep.
Oh, okay. This is great.
Including Aiden carbon.
Yep. We have carbon fiber filament.
Carbon fiber filament.
Mm-hmm.
ABS filament, plastic filament. What else?
So we also have, it's called TPU. It's still plastic, but it's more stretchy when it comes out. Because you can, since it's so thin, it can move back and forth.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
But with TPU.
Yes.
What it does is it stays like that. Because all of our prints are rock solid.
Yes.
Compared to a TPU, it would be squishy.
Oh, so you can make squishies.
Yep.
Like those squishy things that you see, like grab balls at the cash register.
Yeah.
Okay. So that can make that.
I don't know if this one can exactly make it. I think it's a lot more harder to make it with this one.
Okay, but now we're going to the big kahuna.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two printers with the spools out in the open. Then we have the one that's enclosed that can use multiple materials. So now here, this thing looks very complicated. It's huge. You're storing all of the varying things up at the top. Inside, it's much bigger. Tell me what's happening here.
So this one is our biggest one.
Yeah, no kidding.
That we just, we pre-ordered it, and we just got it maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, so it's pretty
not,
new.
Yeah, not even 2 months ago.
It's pretty
it is,
new.
Yes, it is very new. So, but with this one.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can see inside of it.
No, I can. You just open the door. Yeah. Okay.
The two things in the back. These are the nozzles, and like when they end.
Oh, I see the advantage now. That one has one nozzle.
Yes, and that has two.
That has two. So what's the advantage of two?
So the advantage of two is when we color change.
Yes.
Instead of what it does is it creates waste. We call it poop.
Okay. All right, stop.
That is what everybody calls it.
Okay, stop. Okay, you're handing me, it looks like a byproduct of a project, right? Looks like waste. Plastic waste. This comes out of the nozzle or something like this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it's called poop.
Yep. That is what everybody calls it.
Okay.
So what it does is...
Well, you are a 12-year-old boy after all. Okay.
What it does is even though it's tiny by itself.
Yes. It's small. A very small poop.
Yes.
Rabbit. But, it looks like rabbit.
Mm-hmm. But like you said with the alligator or crocodile eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Every layer, because that's how it prints, it goes layer by layer.
Okay.
Every layer that has multiple colors, it creates one of those poops.
Okay.
So, with that, with the eyes, some parts, with this, just like the black, the white, and the green, that makes three poops per layer.
Okay.
And that's probably 25 layers.
So, you get a lot of waste.
Yes, a lot of waste.
And a lot of waste is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. So over here, we're not as wasteful with two nozzles.
No.
Is that the idea?
Yes. So the what happens is if you were just to print in two colors, it creates no waste.
So this one creates no waste?
No waste if you're only printing in two colors.
I see.
If I wanted three, I could put two colors in one nozzle and then one in the other.
Yes.
But it still has to switch with one nozzle.
Yes.
Which does create some waste, but a lot less.
Oh, so this is what... Oh, I see. So are these like starter things? Like you're getting... You're learning how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a lot of waste. I see a bucket. I'm going to shake it for the audience. Oh, God, and I knocked everything everywhere. Okay, sorry about that. We'll pick that up.
We'll step on it later.
That's a lot of waste. And over here, you have no such tray for waste. So this is no waste.
It has a little bit.
Okay.
We just haven't had the time or the idea, really, to make a tray.
Okay.
Because if I reach all the way back here, there is... Some waste.
Some waste, but very little.
Not as much as...
No kidding.
As any other one would have created.
Okay, I'm looking at what looks like a screen that you would see on a Xerox machine where you would make copies at FedEx Kinko's or something like that. Mm-hmm. What do I do here?
So, this is just... It's like the basic kind of thing. It shows you what's happening with the pen or not any of the actual designs. So this, it will tell you its name, and then you can look at the fans, the temperature of the nozzle, the speed, the motion.
Okay.
You can look at the filament colors.
Okay.
Because it actually will register which color is which.
Oh, wow.
You can look at the settings.
Is this where you tell it to do?
Yeah. So if you see, we have a laptop.
Okay, so we're walking across the room here to a laptop, and what am I looking at now?
So that is a butterfly fidget spinner. So this is the actual main part of the fidget spinner, and that's like the little thing you hold for the butterfly to spin.
Okay, so you have, essentially you have installed on this laptop software that controls those printers.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it. So you're here and you're designing, and then you're sending it.
Yep.
To tell it what to do.
Yeah, so after we design it.
Yes.
The printers will then, because we call it slicing, because it registers it and it makes a path.
Okay.
For the printers.
Okay.
So then after we hit slice and then print, The printer does the best.
What? Okay. So you're doing it here, and then it prints over here. You could print a lot here, but it's a lot of waste.
Yep.
This one is effective and no fumes, less waste, but this is the ultimate.
Yes.
Okay, what's the next printer that's going to go right here?
Well, we don't know yet.
Okay. But Aiden, you forgot.
Wait.
What else does that do?
The big one that has two nozzles?
Yes.
The reason you can kind of see, and you saw how it has green glass?
Yes, it does.
It's actually laser-proof glass.
I don't understand why do you need lasers?
It will turn into a laser engraver.
You can engrave things using lasers.
Yep.
What do you engrave using lasers?
Wooden magnets.
Okay. I'm looking at what looks to be maybe like you could use this as a coaster. You're getting ready. I can see. Oh, this is beautiful. Okay. You really have talent. Here it is. Colonial Beach Bike Fest, October 9th through 12th, 2025. You're getting ready. This is a piece of wood that is laser engraved.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
We do wood, and
this is extraordinary. You get this artistic stuff from your grandfather, I can promise you. Mom, are you artistic?
It skipped a generation.
It skipped. Okay, there we have it. It skipped a generation.
Skipped a generation.
Because Bob is your dad.
He is.
Okay, so it skipped a generation. That's amazing. Look at all this fun stuff. Look at this. Colonial Beach, Bike Fest. You have a lot of Bike Fest. Do you have a website?
We just made a website. So this QR code takes you to what's called Linktree.
Sure.
It's a company who makes a QR code. But then once you scan it, it takes you to, what do I call it?
Kind of like a landing page.
Yeah.
Options.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it shows our email.
Mm-hmm.
It shows our TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and since we're still working and almost done, if not done, on the website, we're going to put the website on Linktree.
Yeah, okay. Now, is your website acrcreations.com?
acrcreationsva.com.
VA.
Yes.
VA.com.
Like Virginia.
Okay, let me get that right, okay? ACR Creations VA.
Yep.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our listeners, you should go to this website, acrcreationsva.com. I'm looking at the products you have made. Okay, I can't believe that you're making all this for the Bike Fest already. Are you making stuff for the Arts and Crafts Fest?
We're probably going to make a couple ornaments.
Okay.
For it. But I don't think we're gonna go too overkill
Did you make these earrings?
Yep.
Oh my word! Okay. All right, these are the cutest things. These are very small cardinals. It looks like.
Yeah, I think. Yep, it's cardinals.
Yeah, on a hoop. Are these mermaid tails?
Yep.
Mermaid tail earrings.
And where can you find those, bud?
The Mindful Mermaid, I bet.
Yep.
Okay, I love the Mindful Mermaid. Okay, so that's very close to where I live, actually. I live pretty much right across the street from the Mindful Mermaid. Yeah, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have little, what are these?
They're Stanley Straw Toppers.
Okay.
So the little hole in the middle.
You put your Stanley Straw right through it.
Yep.
Got it. That's great.
And who asked for those? Victory Crest Farms.
Okay, Victory Crest Farms. Okay, so now I understand where you're getting this money from. Buying all this stuff, you're really doing a lot of business.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend fulfilling orders, making orders, doing this type? What hours a week do you spend doing this type of thing?
Hours a week, it can really change depending on if we're busy.
Okay.
Because what we do is,
well, in the school year, you don't have any homework. I imagine you're pretty free.
Yeah. But it's also more since we actually design it.
Yes.
And then send it to the printers. Since if the printers designed it, that would have been great. But
right,
since we actually design it, yes, it takes a lot more time for custom orders.
Okay, so let's say I wanted a vase, one color, and you put it on the computer, and I wanted a vase about, oh my gosh, you made one.
Two.
Okay, so, okay, I'm looking at about a 5-inch vase. It's beautiful. It is purple. There's blue in this. Why is there blue in this?
So this is a multicolor filament.
Yeah. So how it's made is they make it
like it's kind of split in half. So half is shiny purple and half is shiny blue.
This is beautiful. How much is this? I might buy this. That's amazing.
I think 20, 25?
I think that one was 20. Your wooden looking one that you used the wooden filament for was 25, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, hold on. We're jump. Okay, so this is plastic, carbon fiber. You could put in the ABS, but you could put in wood.
So it's not actually wood.
What is it?
It's filament made to look like wood. If you look at this, you can kind of tell the light reflects off of it a little bit.
Yes.
But not an over amount.
Yes.
With the wood.
That's wood?
Yep.
I see.
With that, you can see the light doesn't reflect off of it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's made to look like wood.
Like wood.
So we have like, it's called PLA silk. That's the shiny will reflect almost any light it gets.
Oh, I see. PLA basic. Then here's silk. And here's silk. Well, silk plus. Oh, I see. So all of these are different. Is this multicolor?
Kind of. It's made to look like marble.
Oh, my gosh.
So what it is we have basic, which will reflect some light. Not a whole lot.
Here's the multicolor. You made the vase out of this.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We also have matte, which will reflect almost like no light.
Sure.
We have PLA silk.
Silk.
Like this, which will reflect a lot of light.
Yes.
We have PLA silk plus. That's when we get started. Like that's when we get into these multi colors.
Wow. Okay.
This is silk plus.
All right. Come back over here with me because we're looking at that. We're looking at this vase that you made. Here's the wooden vase you made, about the same size. You design this on your computer. You send it over here. How long does it take to make a vase? This is a decent size flower vase, about 6 inches high.
So, since we can fit multiple on a plate, I think we can fit a maximum of three.
So we make three at a time.
It can. So we tried to make three. I think it was taking about 2 days to print.
2 days.
But it had about 15% left, and it messed up. What?
You didn't have enough thread.
We had more than enough.
What happened is
it got up to about like here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we did what it called spaghettied. What it does is...
It went every which way.
Yeah. There's different things. Either the item can knock over off of the plate, which shifts it even the tiniest bit.
Okay.
Will make it fall down due to gravity since it's...
Okay. Fall down because... it doesn't have enough strength to stand.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
When it comes out, you... Because you've seen with the thread, it's pretty thick.
Yes.
It melts it down, and then it's the size of the nozzle.
Yes.
Of how thin or thick it comes out.
Now, I'm over here. I'm looking at... This is obviously a dragon.
Yeah.
And this is a very elaborate-looking dragon. It has the horns. It has the face. It has the teeth. It has the mean eyes. It has the flared nostrils. But, and I know this is radio, you can't see it, maybe you can hear it. Scales. This has scales the entire way. I'm going to stretch it out. Aiden, what is this, 4 feet, 5 feet long?
So, it's actually taller than me.
5 feet. Oh, my gosh.
We don't know.
Whoops.
We don't know exactly.
Okay, we're going to measure it. We're holding it up, and it is, in fact, taller than Aiden. Okay, it is official.
We think it's about 5'1", or 5'3".
Okay. That is, so this is a dragon with feet, tail. I don't know. How many scales are here? Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds. How long did it take to make this?
So, it took 6 straight days, but it took more like 7, like a whole week.
An entire week.
Since it's so big, as you can see, the printers aren't that big.
So you make it in pieces?
We made it in pieces.
It's beautiful.
So I think like every four or five pieces, and then as these get smaller and less length,
mm-hmm.
we could fit up to like 7 to 9.
Yes.
Of them, but every then we had to snap them together.
So in the 3D printer, you create the end snaps.
Yeah. What I had to do is because we found this model online, the actual dragon.
Okay.
But it was small.
So you blew it up.
350% bigger.
And this is these machines are running all week, Mom. What do you think?
He raises my electric bill, but you know.
Oh, that's a good question. How much electricity does this take?
We have a spreadsheet to help us with the price of like electricity and the wear and tear of the machines.
Oh, so I'm looking at the software package, and the software package has electrical use.
It does. That is actually not the software.
This is just you keeping track of it.
Yep. So what we do is we do the filament cost.
Yes.
So that is told by the software how much it takes.
Okay.
So we type that in. We type how many trays it takes.
Yes.
To make an item.
So I'm looking at a spreadsheet, and Google Docs is what I'm looking at.
Yep.
And you're keeping track of all of your expenses, including electricity,
mm-hmm.
to come out with, let's say, profit or donations and, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. I'm going to ask you this. This is, do you have insurance?
We don't, but what happened? Well, I don't know if you can even get insurance on those, but you have an interview.
Okay, so in a porch talk, I interviewed Blake. He is a glass maker, and he also, but he works with glass under high heat. You're working with plastic under high heat. So let me ask you, have you had a fire?
Yes.
Oh, okay. yeah, that was just a guess, okay?
I don't think it's how you were expecting it.
Okay, well, tell me where was the fire? What happened?
So it was actually here in the AMS.
Well, over here, the AMS looks like little binoculars, but over here in this printer, the AMS is huge.
So this is actually called the AMS light.
AMS light.
Since it's open, and these also have to be kept dry. They can't have a lot of humidity.
Okay.
So that's why it's more big. But what happened was it didn't actually fully catch on fire.
I saw a flame.
Okay,
Mom saw the flame, okay.
We were both in here.
I saw the smoke. So, you can kind of see right there. If you look right in between those packets, right where my...
Yes.
Yeah, this gray part.
Yes.
It caught on fire. Because what happens is, it has little chips and like motherboards inside of it.
Yes.
That tell it the gears to spin forwards, backwards, whatever.
Yes.
And it got so overheated, it burnt.
All right. So we're going back to Mom now. He's a wonder kind. He's in Mensa, and he's trying to burn the house down.
He is. So Daddy had to put in some extra precautionary.
Yeah.
So you have a fire alarm up there.
Yep. About a week after it happened, we got a smoke detector.
Okay.
So if it detects smoke...
Yes.
It shuts all four of these printers down. It's connected to the power supply below these four printers.
Oh, so
it... And it will shut all of them off.
So if you're printing for 2 days, you guys go to Food Lion, it's printing. If it smokes, it hits that, and then it shuts it all down.
Yep.
Oh, and then you have the camera.
Oh
sure. So you see, yeah, the little robot camera, so you can keep an eye on it. Okay, good. I'm looking at a ton of stuff you've made. I'm looking at what are in these blue bins.
These like top three blue bins setup supplies.
Yes.
So I don't think you've been to any of our shows, but we have tables that we have bins we should put our items in. We have wooden bins we put our items in. We have stands for some of our items. And then we have one bin that's more like for us to keep back. So we'll put five of these bins under tables just so it's like out the way because we don't need to access it until we're packing up.
Okay.
But one bin has like duct tape, extra business cards, pens.
And what is that?
So this is a keychain we made for the radio station.
Oh, two keychains. Okay, this is wonderful. WWER 88.1, he made an 88.1 FM with our logo on it, two keychains. Oh my gosh. Okay. Is this engraved?
No, it's actually printed.
But it feels heavy.
Mm-hmm. Because we up the infill.
Yes.
So the infill is much plastic is inside of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is beautiful. Thank you.
You
are? Oh my God. this is really quite, you must be proud, Mom.
I am. I was actually just scrolling through his website because he has so many businesses he's partnered with and donated to. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Okay. So we need to follow this up. I'm asking everybody who's listening right now. Yeah. Hit the website, acrcreationsva.com. That's acrcreationsva.com. Amazing. Thank you so much, Aiden. This has been an absolute pleasure. And Aiden, one last question for you. What is your favorite radio station?
WWER 88.1.
Hey, there we go, Aiden. Okay, great. Thank you.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.